Good to be back again for another podcast. How you all doing? Happy New Year. Welcome back for another podcast. It's a new month. It's a new year. And I trust God will be doing something new with us this year. At the end of the year, we'll be able to look back and see how far God has helped us. Today, I'm just going to be looking at no middle ground. No middle ground. And we're looking at the story of Eli. Taking my scriptures from Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, Revelation 3, 15, and Exodus 32, 26. I'll start with Deuteronomy 30, 19. Says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Revelation 3:15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In Exodus 32:26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No middle ground. In life, there are no middle grounds. You are either on the right or left side. You are either on the wrong or on the right. Failure to take a stand for something is agreement to stand for anything. You are either on God's side or against God. You are either cold or you are hot. You are either on the right side or on the wrong side. Beloved, if you fail to stand for something, you fall for anything. So which side are you on? Remember, there are no middle grounds. We just briefly look at the story of Eli. Eli was a priest unto the Lord in Israel, and he had two sons, Ophni and Phinehas, who were also priests. The Bible called them the sons of Belial in 1 Samuel 2:12-17. They were priests, yet they knew not God. What an irony. How can someone be a priest unto God and yet don't know God? Eli was very old and knew all that his sons did unto Israel, because he was told. He was told how they lay with the women that came to the tabernacle. They even tampered with the sacrifice meant for God. But what did Eli do? Nothing. Yes, you heard me. Nothing. He just called them and narrated what he heard to them and said, it is not good. What you boys are doing, it is not good. It was too soft. It was too soft with them. He didn't put his feet down. He just, I heard you are doing this. I heard you are messing up with the women. I heard you are tampering with the sacrifice. No, no, don't do that. Now you may ask me, what would I have done if it happened to be me and these my boys, I will derobe them. As priests, I will derobe them and send them out of the tabernacle. Yes, that is how I handle things. But Eli was, passive about it. And at the end, it cost him everything. It cost him his life. It cost him everything. His lineage lost the priesthood. 1 Samuel 2:30, stated how God assured him that the priesthood was going to remain in his lineage. But because of what his sons did and his stand in the old matter, it cost him, it cost his lineage, the priesthood. Why was God so hard on Eli and not his sons? Why didn't God face the offenders and let the old men be? Why? You see, God expects us to train our children well. He says he knows, he can boast, he can brag about Abraham, that Abraham will command his children before God. That was how God, boasted about Abraham. And seriously, thinking about it now, when Abraham took Isaac to be slaughtered, to be sacrificed to God, Isaac was a teenager. And on the way, the young lad asked the father, "Look at the wood, daddy. Look at the fire. Look at everything. But where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham told his son, "The Lord will provide himself a sacrifice." But when he got to the mountain and there was no sacrifice, and Abraham started tying Isaac up, do you think that boy couldn't have fought with that old man and, taken to his heels? I think so. But because I believe Isaac understood his father, the father trained him well, and he just trusted that, "I don't know what my daddy is doing, but I've watched him do silly things. All for this God, I'll just stand and I'll just cooperate." And Isaac cooperated. At the end of it all, it was glory. So God expects us to train our children and to correct them. He expects us to discipline them when they should be disciplined. He expects us to punish them whenever necessary. Otherwise, we'll be held accountable for their sins. A son that messes up eventually brings shame to the mother. In this case, these boys brought shame to their father. There is no middle ground when it comes to sin. Both those who commit the sin and those who know about it and didn't do anything about it are guilty. We'll look at the story of Achan as we discuss this very, very crucial topic. No middle ground. Today, as Christians, we are becoming so subservient and anything just goes. We call it maintaining peace. I think that was what Eli felt he was doing with his sons. He doesn't want trouble. And so he just told them passively, thinking, oh, they are mature enough to know the right thing and to do the right thing. God forbid that I be judged for the sins of another man. God forbid I be judged for the sins of my children. No. Before it gets to that, I would have judged them myself. Yeah. When the oil soils a finger, if it's not washed immediately, watch out. It will spread to others until the hand is all soiled. This is my philosophy about life, and I got that from the Word of God. And so Eli passively addressed the issue, and eventually God had to step up to handle the issue. The scripture we read at the beginning says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. That's God talking to a church. But he said, I prefer that you were cold or hot. No middle ground. But because you are lukewarm, neither here nor there, neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth, says the Lord. So which side are you? Are you on the Lord's side? Because if you are not on the Lord's side, don't say I'm not anywhere. If you are not on the Lord's side, then you are on the devil's side. Moses said, come to me, those of you that are on the Lord's side. And they did. Children of the Levites, they went to Moses' side. And because of that singular act, God removed the curse that was on them. But there was a curse on them from their father. God removed the curse and blessed them and made them priests. Made that lineage the lineage of priesthood. Praise the Lord. It's a new year. Things are happening around us. We need to begin to stand. If it means standing alone for the right thing, I think that's a noble thing to do. Stand alone. If I know about an evil going on around me and I decide to keep quiet, do you know what? I'm fueling it. And it means I'm saying I'm part of it. Nothing else. Even if you say it's not my business, the fact that you do know and you didn't do something about it, just like Eli did, at the end of the day, the judgment, when God is judging the evil, you will be a part of the evil. And so God killed those boys, Ophni and Phinehas. When they died, people ran to tell their father, oh, your sons have been killed. And what happened? The Bible made us to understand that Eli fell down and died. Praise the Lord. But mark you, before everything happened, God had prepared a substitute. There is always a substitute. When we are messing up, God is warming up. So, brethren, there are no middle grounds. Where are you? Choose you today. The path. Said, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Which side are you? The Lord bless you as you listen to this and you decide to take the right side, to take the path of good. In Jesus' name. If you're listening to this podcast and you have not given your life to Jesus, that would be a very, very tough decision to make. You need God to make you stand on the right path, to choose life, to choose good, to choose right. So you say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that I've just heard. Today I confess my sins before you. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for your mercy. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Be my Savior. From today, I turn my back from sin. I go forward with you, no more backwards. In Jesus' name, strength to live for you, I receive now. In Jesus' name, congratulations. And so, Father, I commit them into your hands, that you will keep them, that your spirit will keep them, and they will grow. They will be planted, and they will flourish. In Jesus' name. And thank you so much for listening. For those of you that already born again, my brother, my sister, let's stand up for the right. Let's stand up for God. In this end time where things are happening, don't just keep quiet. Let a voice to the truth. You're hearing of the different movements, Sodom and Gomorrah, is reenacting. You're hearing of the gay move. Lend your voice. Let's not just keep quiet and say, it's not my business. It is our business. And God will give us the strength, the boldness to stand for what is right. No middle ground. Thank you. My name remains Ami Amos Tukur. I love you. And we'll continue this topic next week. Bye-bye.